Is crushing candy getting boring? Do you want to try something new? Well, I know something better. You have to play the hit puzzle game Best Fiends that's sweeping the nation. You won't be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or just tired of the same old boring match three game, then play Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Believe me, you won't regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. Lots of people are tweeting me about this one.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
So we sit here. As soon as the show ends, we turn the mics and we just kind of go at it. There's nothing really prepared for the post-show pre-show. But I think that's kind of the beauty of it. Sometimes it lasts 20 minutes. Sometimes it lasts, you know, 30 seconds. But I do have to go to the airport in a bit. I was reading this story about music festivals. They say music festivals more than concerts make us happier as people.
Oh.
Why? Variety?
I don't know. Yes. They're like mini vacations, they say. And they bring enjoyment to people's lives. Since people usually have to work the next day after a concert, they aren't able to enjoy themselves as much. It's 3 hours. You can't really let loose in 3 hours. But festivals on a weekend, you kind of go and you're able to kind of put it down a bit.
What's your experience?
I don't like festivals that much. It's hot. There are too many people. Your armpits are touching each other. It's outside most of the time. You know me, I don't like the bugs.
Bathroom lines are really long.
Yeah, so I am the minority in this. I like a good concert because I'm not letting my hair down anyway. I've been to some music festival. I mean, I like some of the ACL. In Austin, they had a big festival. Austin City Limits Music Festival, but
it's a good one.
Even then, I was working in radio, so I'd get a parking pass, and I'd get to drive up to the gate and walk in.
Oh, yeah.
And even then, I'd be like, I'm so annoyed. So it's just not my thing. And I don't like songs I don't know, honestly. I know some people go, I like to go check out new music in here. If I don't know the words of the song, most of the time I'm like, just play something I know.
Yeah, because that's the point of a music festival, to showcase new music and discover.
Less so, though, now. Music festivals have become a lot of, let's get a bunch of big acts just to get tickets sales.
Make money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you like a music festival, Amy, over a weekend or a concert?
I'd choose a concert.
Yeah, me too.
I choose a concert or like our iHeart festival, like the country one.
It's
is
inside.
It's one night. It's inside. It's basically a concert, but you're getting 10 different people.
Yeah, that's a good, and it's quick and the stage turns. You don't have to move.
It's
our
amazing.
Country festival is one night. Our iHeart Radio music festival is two nights.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, that's coming up in September.
Yeah, can't wait.
And that's a big deal. And they do the daytime, the outdoor stage, and the Raging Idiots are playing. It's Eddie and myself, our band. We had practice yesterday.
You did?
We did, because we don't play anymore. We're not a real thing anymore.
So how did that go?
Well, we have two shows this year, and that's it. We're playing next weekend, the Raging Idiots are playing Cheyenne Frontier Days. We're playing with Toby Keith. So you can imagine that crowd, probably not the biggest Raging Idiots crowd.
Yeah. It's a rodeo, Amy.
It's a rodeo. And then we're doing the iHeart Festival. But they asked us to do these shows last year. Because they book these things 7 months. They have to guess sometimes on what artists are going to get big. And so
they guessed that we were going to be huge.
They thought by now, but then I was like, I want to do stand-up for a year. And they're like, But yeah.
It'll still be good.
Well, we practiced, and it was fine.
It's like an old glove.
Was it?
Oh, gosh, it felt so good. Like, the boys are back together, and it was fun.
Yeah, except half our band's girls, but yes.
Yeah. Well, that's what I meant.
The gang.
The gang's back together.
The gang's back. Yeah, we practiced, and I try to blow my voice out because I don't know how to sing, and then I don't know how to sing.
Well, I noticed, too, you started really softly. You're like, oh, guys, I'm going to save my voice.
Because I was going to blow my voice.
And then three songs in, you're like, he's back.
I would blow my voice out in the first 10 minutes of every show when the band first started.
Yes, you would.
Because I wouldn't know what to do.
Yep.
I just go ahead and start screaming. Can't sing, can scream.
I remember our first show, one of our first shows ever, you blew your voice out in the first song.
Yeah, Wichita, in the car dealership.
And that was a three-hour show?
Yeah, it was Drake. I was doing Drake.
Started from the bottom.
Started from the bottom. I was like,
Amy, he blew his voice out, first song.
I kept in there for 3 hours, though, baby. We're going. I got to go to the airport. I'm going to Minneapolis. But we will be on the air tomorrow.
Done?
Yeah, we got to be done. I got to go. We did a few minutes, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's got to go.
Amy, what do you want to say?
Probably just want everybody to have a great day.
There it is. All right, here is today's show. Thank you very much. And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on.
Welcome to the show. It's Thursday. All right. Nobody's in studio, basically.
Nah.
He's in Texas. Lunchbox is gone. So I need everybody else to do the good morning.
Come on, guys.
Morgan, number two, you're like part of the on-air part of the show. And sometimes you check out. Like in this, especially, you got to fill the room up.
We need you.
Well, yeah, we need you.
All right. Everybody I'll join.
All right. Good morning, studio.
Good morning.
Thank you.
There we go.
That.
Even Quiet Mike said something.
Look at us. Man, look at Quiet. Quiet Mike's been living with me. Did you guys know that?
No. What happened?
Quiet Mike, a.k.a. Mike D, a.k.a. Prison Mike, a.k.a. Mike Sharona. All of his electricity went out, huh?
Yeah, because I haven't had hot water for 2 months, so they have to turn off the electricity to fix it.
Is that bill problems? Like you're not able to... The hot water?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
You're asking if he needed a little something?
Yeah.
So they haven't had hot water in your apartment.
Yeah.
For what reason?
There was like a gas leak, so they had to take out that entire system and put in an electrical one.
2 months?
Yeah.
How'd you take showers?
I would shower at the gym or shower at your place.
Huh. And wow. I didn't know that. Look at that. I also found he was sleeping in my bed when
you weren't there?
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Yeah, who cares?
Really?
Really? Like, yeah. You allow that?
I mean, I guess he probably washed the sheets. How'd you wash sheets?
Yeah, I did.
He's lying.
Oh,
huh?
Wait, no, I didn't.
What if?
You have other beds, right?
Yeah, why would you sleep in mine if there were
and a couch?
I think yours was the only one that had the cable set up at the time.
Ah, that's probably true.
So he
wanted to watch TV.
I'm shocked.
Why would
I
you?
I feel like if, I don't know, I feel like if any of us were to be like, ooh, Bobby, we slept in your bed, you'd be like, no.
Maybe you're right, though.
You would gag and be like, why'd you do that?
Maybe you're right. I mean, Mike D and I spent a lot of time together. So I'm like, guy had to get some sleep. What? Reminds me a lot of myself when I was his age.
Gosh, you know? I would sleep on the floor before I slept in your bed because I'd be so scared.
Well, we are here today, Thursday. You know Blake Shelton's new song? You heard it yet?
She's turning me on, turning me on. Pushing my buttons like it ain't no thing. If I'm what she wants, she gets what she wants. The neon's buzzing when she pulls that string.
Hear a cool story that I usually don't share, but I think our audience would like it.
Come on.
So I go to Blake's ranch and I stay there for a couple days, and he pulls out a guitar and he has another friend. This is before the record was out, and he plays this, and I'm like, really? That's a really good song. He goes, well, it's gonna be on my record, and now it's a single.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we set up around the fire and they played the song, and then we shot guns into the dark. We didn't know we were shooting.
Oh, nice.
Oh yeah, there's nothing.
That's cool.
You just shoot.
Ow, and you howl.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's Blake's new song. By the way, Mike D, what's the deal? So you're staying at my house till they get the water back?
Yeah.
And that's
By the end of the week?
By the
wow.
Couple days, maybe?
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
The school teacher named Kimberly was on a flight to Florida. A stranger sits next to her and they start talking. So Kimberly starts talking about being a school teacher, how there were a lot of low-income and even homeless students. And so they keep talking, and she says, yeah, she keeps extra clothes, food, and supplies in her classroom for the kids in need. And as they were leaving the flight, the stranger said, hey, and he gave her $500 and said, hey, spend this on some clothes for the kids.
That's so thoughtful.
Yeah. And how about that person for keeping $500 in cash in their wallet? Not only they're rich, but who carries that kind of cash?
Nice move.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe they were fresh off a vacation or something.
Yeah. Maybe the flight was from Vegas. There's a connector.
Oh, good one.
Ah, there you go. I see you to that Good Samaritan. We don't have their name, but I like that. Over to Raymundo with the news now.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
In California, at an army base, the wind from a helicopter landing caused a tent to collapse. It injured 22 people. Most injuries were said to be minor. In recall news, Ford is recalling 550,000 vehicles that can roll away unexpectedly. If you have a Fusion or an Escape, call your dealer. They'll replace the part at no cost. And finally, in weather news, severe weather in the Midwest, damaging winds, hail, and in the South, lots of rain today. 100-degree temperatures in Texas and Arizona.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go to Donna in Arkansas. Hey, Donna.
Hi, Bobby.
What's up with you?
Oh, I love you guys. Hi. I love you guys. I know you can't hear me, but I love you guys. I listen to y'all every single morning. It's the first thing I do is tell Echo to turn on Kiss the 96
every morning.
Ah, thank you very much. Where do you live in Arkansas?
I live in Gillette, Arkansas. It's really south Arkansas, down by Mississippi, Louisiana, down towards that corner.
You have to tell me. Like, I'm from Arkansas. I know all of Arkansas. I play ball in all the corners. I go to all the corners. Well, I appreciate you listening. Thanks for calling so early. What are you doing today?
We're having an employee appreciation fish fry on Friday for all of our employees. So today, I'm trying to wrap up all of the planning and get all the door prizes and stuff ready.
It's a lot. What's a big prize? What's a big prize?
Let's see. We have a 43-inch smart TV.
Come on. How do you win that? Cakewalk?
No, that's going to be for our 10-year employees. So we'll draw names from our 16 people that have been here for more than 10 years.
Oh, that's cool. And you're ahead of that, huh?
Yes, sir. I'm the safety lady. And so the safety lady tries to make sure that when everybody is safe, you know, they get rewarded for that kind of stuff.
That's cool. Well, let me say that as a show, we all really appreciate you listening. And the fact that you know that Amy can't hear you means you are such a hardcore listener. Because Amy can't hear you. We've mentioned that a couple times, but only a couple times. Amy's in a studio in Texas, and so she can't hear phone calls. Our equipment's old. But that you know that, that makes me feel good. So I appreciate that.
Make sure she knows I'm praying for her daddy, though. He's going to get better. I know he is.
Amy, she says she's praying for your dad, and she knows that he's going to get better.
Thank you so much.
She said thank you. I'm a translator now, basically.
Good.
Yeah, hey, thank you for the call. Have a good day, Donna.
You too. Y'all have a great day. All right. Bye, Eddie. Y'all have a good day.
There you go.
Bye.
Bye, Donna.
Look at that. That was nice, huh?
Yeah.
I love that cakewalk.
I mean, I don't know what she said, but yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right. Amy doesn't know what she said. Listen, I know it's early in the morning. We appreciate when you guys call. To pick up your phone and call a radio show is crazy. So we appreciate you being crazy because we feel like we're crazy. So that whole thing kind of works out there. A lot of people are cutting the cord, as they say, for the cable cord. Like 5 million people said, hey, no more cable for me. People are going toward Netflix and Amazon Prime and Hulu. And Morgan, number two, our 24-year-old that runs all of our digital social media, you said your cable bill is $90 higher?
Yeah, it went up just because like a contract went up and they didn't have any other promotions for me.
So what are you going to do?
I may stop using cable.
For me, cable is only good for live things.
Correct.
Sports is a big thing that I watch live. The Grammys. But really, I watch more Friends on TBS and King of Queens on Nick at Night than I do anything else. And I can watch that on Netflix. So especially if... Is that a big part of your budget? The cable bill?
Yeah, I mean, $190 for cable and Wi-Fi is ridiculous, so...
That's where they get you, man.
Yeah, that stinks. So do you and your boyfriend... No, he's not in with you yet, huh?
Not yet, but soon. We would be splitting, but that's still $80 a piece, and that's a lot.
Is he moving into your place?
Yes.
And do all the bills go right in half?
Yes.
Did you guys have the conversation?
Yeah, we have.
How old is he?
He's my age, 24.
Is he financially stable?
Yes.
As stable as you?
Yeah. We both have our own savings, our own everything. So it'll just kind of be like living with somebody, but we're together.
Do you each have a different room?
No.
No? Just ask it.
Wow. Just tell your parents that?
Yes, my parents know that.
Did he go back to Wichita with you?
Yeah, he did.
Do you guys stay in the same room?
Maybe.
I mean, yes or no. It's pretty easy.
Well, I mean, your parents, at your parents' house, they would already know. Yeah. Who would you be hiding it from?
Yes, we did.
Is that a weird thing to have happen?
I mean, no, it is kind of weird, obviously, because, like, you know, people have different views. We're not married, but my parents are okay with it. They trust us, and we're serious.
They trust you? You're
trust
an adult.
You with what?
Well, yeah, what are you stealing? you robbing banks at night, or what?
What are they trusting you with?
Not to steal the car? Like,
what? That's pretty funny, Morgan.
They trust us. It's like you're studying in ninth grade. It's okay, they trust us.
They trust
us. You're an adult. Well, hey, listen. Good luck with that cable bill, Morgan number two. Bobby
Bones. Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Morgan number two filling in for Amy. Carly Pierce and Michael Ray are country's newest couple. They both tweeted an adorable photo of them hugging, saying one random night at the Nashville Palace changed everything. Congratulations to Steve Mokler and his wife, Gracie. They are expecting their first child. Cole Swindell announced a small headlining tour going to 6 cities to celebrate the release of his new album, All of It, on August 17th. I'm Morgan number two, and that's The Skinny.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
Ray, Morgan number two is filling in on Tell Me Something Good. So what do you have, Morgan number two?
A girl called her boyfriend because she thought somebody was breaking into her house after hearing glass break. And when he sped over there, he found out there was a fire. So he jumped out of his car, went in, and saved his girlfriend and her dog and also her 85-year-old grandma who's trapped inside the house.
Oh, he gets to pick the movies forever, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But he pick saved her.
Yeah, and dinner.
All the
things. Dog.
Yeah.
And then Meemaw.
Wow.
All the Bruce Willis.
Yes. Anything he wants.
Wow. Look at that guy. Oh, I bet he carried him out too in his arms.
All together at once.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Look at this. Is any of that true? Or we just make all that up, you think?
Yeah, I think you guys made it up. But he did save him, so.
Yeah, good for that. That's a good story.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This one comes to you from Bonita Springs, Florida. A sailor was eating at a restaurant when they got his order wrong on his grilled chicken. So what does he do? He gets upset. He goes to his truck. He grabs himself an anchor.
Well,
he goes back in the restaurant.
He actually had an anchor in his truck?
Yeah, yeah. He's a sailor. Yeah. So he runs back in the restaurant, swings it kind of like that medieval mace around his head.
Wow.
And he's like, you all messed up my grilled chicken order.
Wow.
Yeah. And so they call the cops. Cops came and they arrested him, charged him with disorderly intoxication. And a couple days, he has to take classes for anchor management.
Okay.
It's funny, right?
So there was drinking involved.
Yeah, but you get it, Amy? Anchor management.
Did you write that?
Nah, it was part of the story. Oh. Yeah.
So you are being like Lunchbox.
Yeah, I'm trying. Just try a little bit.
That's funny, though, that he goes in and he swings an anchor around over his head.
I picture like one of those knights, you know, with the balls with the spikes on it.
What'd you call that, a mace?
Yeah,
I think it's called. I wouldn't know that was the name of that.
That's called a mace.
Yeah. There you go. There's your bonehead. Nice. Is crushing candy getting boring and you want to try something new? Then you have to play the puzzle game Best Fiends. The game is so fun, you will not be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or you're just tired of the same old boring match 3 game, download Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Play whenever, wherever, as long as you'd like. It's one of those games that you will enjoy and you'll probably lose track of time playing. We play it here on the show, especially Web Girl Morgan. That's right. No, girl, what's your name? Morgan number two? We think you should play too. Turn it into a competition. You really play Morgan number two?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, me too. I played a lot. I played a lot. Listen, it's called Best Fiends. Maybe you're traveling, you want to pass the time. You don't need the internet for Best Fiends. You can play on a flight. You can play in a cave. Believe me, you will not regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends, it's like best friends without the R. Best Fiends, it's a puzzle game. Morgan number two, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan number two, loves it as well. So there we have it, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
I love it when you guys call. Hey, Jenna in North Carolina.
Hello, Jenna.
Hi.
What's happening?
You good?
Call and say that I'm a first-time caller. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Make my morning. I have an hour commute to work. I had a tire blowout. I had to get all new tires. My boyfriend's truck got a repo, so this week has been horrible. But when I get in my car and drive to work every morning, you guys just changed my life.
Oh, wow. Changed your life. Mm. Wow. That's nice.
You do. It's like something just clicks and I just forget everything else. I forget how crappy my week's going and I listen to you guys on my commute to work and it's like this is my time where I can just forget everything.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Hey, can I send her an autographed book, Raymundo? Mm-hmm. Do we have some back there? Hey, I'm going to send you an autographed book, Jenna. Would you like that?
Awesome. Yes, I love that. I've been wanting it.
Well, then let me put you on hold. Raymundo will get your information. I'll sign it for you. Thank you for listening, and thanks for calling.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, how about that? Hey, you know what I've been doing, Amy, in the morning is I drive to work, and I have a Jeep, and I have all the top off. I have the top off, the doors off. Like, I can basically reach my hand out and give the road a high five as I'm driving. I like that, driving in like that. It wakes me up. It makes me feel – it puts me in a positive mood. Like, that's been my thing lately. Like, I'm out. I'm driving
feel
the Jeep.
Fear.
It's like, it's just like I stay outside, like I smile at people. There's no barrier between my car
you feel
and the
free.
Yeah. I'm naked. Okay, I'm not that. No. But I like that. That's been the thing that I've been doing. That's kind of pep me up a bit. So I like that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, if your doctor walked in the room and he was covered in tattoos, what'd you think?
Oh, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, me too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't, Eddie.
Questionable.
You don't think that you'd be fine with it?
Not that I'm judging him. I just don't. I don't think I've ever had a doctor with tattoos. So now I just kind of want all my doctors to not have tattoos for the rest of my life.
Hey, doctor walks in. Mr. MD. Yeah. He's covered in tattoos. Like sleeves.
Does he have a neck tattoo?
Ooh, that's a different ballgame.
Yeah, I know.
That neck and face tattoo. But he just has sleeves.
Just sleeves. Still weird.
That's tough, huh?
Yeah, it's tough.
So people would let their healthcare provider still treat them if they had visible tattoos. The U.S. study found there were no differences in perception of patient care by patients who were treated by physicians with visible body art. Yes, Amy.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to think of doctors, and I've been around a lot of doctors lately. I really don't see physicians with tattoos.
Correct.
But
I would say you don't see them now because most doctors are older. They had to go through a lot of school, and then by the time they're a doctor, they're in their late 30s, early 40s.
Well, we're getting to that age where doctors are pretty young and they walk in and I'm like, are you sure you know what you're talking about?
Young man.
Yeah, I'm older than you. Yeah.
One of my dad's doctors is definitely just a hippie. And it was just fine. But you can tell he's way more chill and relaxed than the other doctors who are a little more buttoned up. And he doesn't have any tattoos, at least that I know of. But I will say, I appreciate his chill, laid-back attitude, but sometimes I'm like, does he really know what he's doing?
He's always diagnosing with love. Love, man. Oh. Love. Take two pieces of love and call me in the morning.
It's all good.
Yeah. Hey, time for Never Gonna Get It. According to a new survey, this is the number one sign that you trust someone. They polled 10,000 people. This is the number one sign that you trust someone. I will tell you this. Giving them a key to your house is at number two.
Ooh.
So we're looking for the number one sign that you trust someone. Number two is key to the house. Number three is letting them pet sit. Like, keep your pet.
Okay.
For the number one thing. Eddie, I'm going to let you be the spoiler here.
I have it.
The number one sign you trust someone is?
You lend them your credit card. That's a lot of trust.
It's a good one.
Okay. Show me. Lend them your credit card.
Hit it.
Oh. All right. Never going to get it. What's the number one sign that you trust someone? Amy, go ahead. The number one sign that you trust someone, and your answer is?
You let them watch your kids.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You did that one already. All right. Let me go to callers. Linden, Virginia Beach. Go ahead.
Key to the house.
A key
Ooh,
to
that's
the
a
house.
Good one.
You'd
have access to everything, more than your dog, pets.
You're For trying sure. to convince me.
Yeah, give her the bell.
You're convincing me right now.
It is. It's got to be, right?
It's not it. I'm sorry. That's incorrect. Okay, hold on one second. Let's see. Brian in Arkansas, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
What you got there? The number one sign you trust someone?
Let them drive your vehicle.
No, that's not it either. And the answer is giving them your phone passcode.
Oh!
So you're all wrong, but I'm right.
I don't even trust my kids then.
No, why would you give them your phone passcode?
Well, one of them knows it, but the other one doesn't.
Oh, well, listen, you got the phone passcode, you have access to all the stuff.
Everything.
Email.
Twitter.
Yeah, all my DMs. And sliding in all those people's DMs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, here we are. And listen to this call here, because Kelly's on. Kelly, have we ever spoken before?
No, we haven't.
It's very exciting for me to speak to you for the first time. Let me say that. Now, everyone say hi to Kelly. We're
hi,
all here.
Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. Kelly, what would you like to say?
Well, first, I just want to say I think you're really great. We listen to you every day.
Thank you.
And I wanted to say my sister just had a baby, and she named him Bobby after you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Her sister named her baby Bobby after me. How about that,
wow.
Amy? What do you think about that, Amy?
That's amazing.
That's a lot of pressure for me, though, right? I mean, be real, Kelly. Like, now I have to remain a good person.
Oh, no, you're awesome. Awesome. But I just think you are. And she couldn't think of a better name.
They don't name kids Bobby anymore. I feel like I have an old person name at this point because I never meet a new Bobby. I'm trying to repopulate some Bobbies on the earth.
That's the only reason I believe her. It's because no one names their kid Bobby anymore.
So that has to be me.
For sure. Only Bobby I know.
It is an
Bobby
honor.
Flay.
But older than me, Bobby Flay. Yeah. Bobby McFerrin.
That's true. Don't worry, be happy.
Older. So, Kelly, let me say this. I appreciate that, and you guys listening. I don't deserve the honor of being the namesake of your nephew. Right, nephew?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We think you do.
Well, I will gladly accept it, and I will try to lead by example my life. I would like to send her a signed book. Is that okay? It's the least I can do.
Oh, that'd be great.
I'll make it out to little Bobby and her. So, okay, well, I feel pressure too, because if you're new to the show, my name's Bobby. I come from a small town of 700 people called Mountain Pine, Arkansas. It was a mill town. The mill does not exist anymore, so the town struggles even to this day. And I'm very proud of my town. I try to help it out as much as I can. My town's proud of me. And there's a sign when you drive into my hometown of Mountain Pine, Arkansas. It says, "Welcome to the boyhood home of Bobby Bones," which I didn't know was even going to be put up, to be honest with you. I do a scholarship at my high school where I give a senior a scholarship every year. And when I went in to give the scholarship one year, that sign was up there. I believe Amy was with me whenever we drove out there, right? Isn't that right?
Yeah. And I was like,
oh my
God, pretty awesome.
It was awesome. Mm-hmm. But I feel a pressure now to remain a good person because of that sign. Sometimes I just want to be a bad person. You know? Do you feel me, Aim? Sometimes you just want to be a bad person.
I mean, I don't have a sign after me.
That's true, so I got to be a good person, always.
I don't have that pressure, and I don't know if anybody's named their baby after me either.
Yeah. That's why we can be bad, Amy.
Yeah, you now you guys can just be bad. Who cares?
Yeah.
They'll be like, they're just living their life. Me, I'll be bad. They're like, what about that sign? I'll be like, oh, no.
What about that sign?
Hey, Kelly, would you please stay on the phone? What is your sister's name?
Kimberly.
Okay. Kimberly and Bobby. I'm going to sign them a book, and I appreciate you. Shout out to them. Man.
Well, what about the daddy? Baby daddy? Like,
yeah, they come and go. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do.
Easy come, easy go. Baby daddy. Gene in North Carolina. Hey, Gene, where are you at, North Carolina?
Farmville.
Hey, we just started there, huh?
Yep, last Monday.
Yeah, how about that? Hey, what do you want to say?
Man, I like the positive things y'all do in the mornings. I come into work and it just lifts my day up.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. Yeah, we're new to the station, though. You want to give a shout out to the radio station?
Yeah, WRNS 95.1.
There you go. I appreciate that. Here's what we're about, in case you never heard the show before. When I was just a knucklehead kid, I started the show by myself. I didn't know anything about anything. Didn't have any money. They wouldn't pay any co-hosts. And everybody on the show are my friends from old school. Like, everybody's a friend of mine who then I was like, hey, I don't have any money. Will you come be part of the show? And they all did. From Lunchbox, who's out, who had a baby. You know, I met him at a bar. Amy met her at a restaurant. Yeah, I talked about this before. But yeah, these are all my friends, and so we've kind of made this thing work, and we don't really sound like radio people. We try, and we have tried. And we're all about spreading joy. You may hear us use the term pimping joy. That's our little term that means a lot to us that nobody else uses. And we love the military and first responders, and we love country music, and we love all kinds of music. What else do we love, Amy? Help me out here. We got a lot of new people listening here.
Oh, we love
dogs,
puppies.
Yeah, we love big time dog guys and
big
girls.
Time dog people. Mm-hmm. I really love Haiti because that's where my kids are from.
Amy, yes, that's true. Let me mention that. Amy's adopted two children from Haiti, and we're very involved in an orphanage out there. That's where Amy got her kids from. Eddie, what are you involved
in? We love kids. I have two kids. Amy has two kids. Lunchbox has one kid.
Everybody's got kids.
That's Bobby's true. Working on it.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Mentally.
Yeah. I'm 38 years old and single. I'm trying. When you say I'm trying, Am? Like to have a girlfriend even.
Yeah, I think so. You're moving in the right direction.
I've never been married, no kids, just trying to live life, trying to find life.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I appreciate that, Gene. And thanks for calling, taking the time of calling us this morning, man.
I appreciate it, man. Y'all have a great day.
All right. See you, bud. That's a good one. Hey, I want to play this for you. So I love gender reveals. Because that's like watching the people's faces that don't think they're the main person on the camera. And sometimes they're disappointed.
You've been laughing. I don't know what you're laughing at.
Okay, so there's this gender reveal. And what they're doing is they're shooting fireworks. And so there's a fireworks display. And the YouTube video, they're setting it up. And they're supposed to shoot off the fireworks. And the color is supposed to come out of the fireworks.
Okay.
Well, all of a sudden.
Okay, ready? Say, Daddy, can you help me?
Help me.
Okay.
They start shooting off. Bam, bam, bam. The fireworks turn on its side and start shooting toward people.
Oh, no.
And all of a sudden, you see the crowd scattering, going, oh, my. And they're jumping and diving out of the way. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
So what color were the fireworks?
I don't know.
Oh, it's not important.
Because I started laughing so hard that I don't know. Yeah.
Go.
Oh, no.
So it's a girl. And then it starts shooting everyone.
What?
Yeah.
Everyone's okay, right?
Yes. It says a few adults got hit, just minor burns. But I'm talking about people start diving and running away. It's a girl.
Video.
Oh.
Some of those screams are pretty intense.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
It's turning over right now. It's a girl.
That's crazy. I need to see this video.
BobbyBones.com. Morgan number two, can we put that up?
All right.
BobbyBones.com, we'll put that video up. You will laugh, and then you'll tell your friends about it, and you'll watch it again and laugh again.
And it's a girl.
It's a girl. Get out! I retweeted this yesterday. This guy in Florida goes to eat some oysters. And 2 days later, because the oysters were contaminated with a flesh-eating bacteria, he died.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah. Because I was reading this too, and I was... This 71-year-old dude died after consuming flesh-eating bacteria in Florida. They confirmed this yesterday. The Florida resident consumed the oyster tainted with vibrovulnificus at a restaurant on June 8th. 2 days later, he died of a gastrointestinal illness.
Man.
I posted this and was like, holy cow. And then people were like, that's why I never eat oysters. Well, first of all, that's like getting hit by a car and they're going, that's why I never drive a car. That's why I never walk on the street. It's a rare thing.
They do warn us.
But they also warn you don't cross the street.
Correct. Looking both ways. You're right.
But I was reading the story and I start to get messages going, that's why you don't eat Gulf oysters in months. They don't have an R in it.
Yeah.
I'd never heard that before.
Yeah, that's out of season.
Okay. January has an R.
Mm-hmm.
February has an R.
Mm-hmm.
March has an R.
Yeah.
April has an R.
Yes.
May. June, July, or August.
Summer.
Those are the 4 months you don't eat?
Yeah.
August, September, October. Okay. Because
that's not the harvest season.
That's a thing. Wow. Sorry to hear about that.
I just learned something. I mean, I didn't know.
That guy died from eating that oyster.
That's sad.
I don't eat them.
Oh, they're so good, Amy.
If I did.
Yeah, I like oysters.
I did too.
I went up to, I was in Boston this last weekend, and I was like, I'm going to give me some seafood. So I go over to this local place called Red Lobster.
Excuse me?
Oh, Red Lobster?
Oh, yeah.
I love that place.
Amy, you got it. I was really like, oh, what kind of five-star restaurant was this?
No, I went to, what was it called? Legal Seafood? Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know if that's a chain or not, but it's pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did you get oysters?
I did. Not that the oysters were pretty good, but I love a lobster bisque. Of all the bisques, that's my favorite bisque. And you know what? I don't even know what makes a bisque or a soup a soup. But if you can call anything a bisque, and I'll be like, I sure am fancy today. I'll take the bisque.
No.
And so, yeah, it's good. I like that. I don't even know if Boston can hear us right now. I never know who's listening. But I love it up there. Except for the winters.
Oh, it's really cold in the winter.
It's so cold.
But it's such a cool
it's
city, isn't it?
It's such a cool city. Yeah, I do love it.
Ooh,
up there.
I now know what makes a bisque.
Go ahead.
I'm curious. It's a rich, creamy soup typically made with shellfish, especially lobster.
Okay, huh? There's that. Hey, you know what I'll talk about in a second is if anyone has... This guy lost 130 pounds. He got a new job. Didn't mean to lose 130 pounds, but his job... that he was doing helped him lose a bunch of weight. All of a sudden, he's like, holy cow, I'm losing all this weight.
Whoa.
So if anyone else ever stumbled into a job and all of a sudden you're doing it and you're like, I'm down 25 pounds, like from just doing the work, because this story is pretty remarkable that I'll talk about in a second. Also, Lunchbox comes up in the next 10 minutes or so. Eddie, did you talk to him yesterday at all?
Barely texts. I got two texts from him.
I haven't talked to him. Because I don't know where he's at.
Yeah.
Is he still at the hospital?
Well, that was one text because he was still at the hospital and I wanted to send him some cookies, him and his wife, and so I needed to know what hospital they were in.
But you haven't been up there?
No, I've not seen the baby. I've not really, I haven't even talked to him on the phone.
Yeah, he's kind of gone MIA.
Yes.
He may be a little overwhelmed by the whole thing at this point.
I think so. I think he's still tired.
Hey, dude.
Because the one text he did say that he's coming off the Vegas bender and then 24 hours to have a baby.
Yeah.
Like, it's been a long one.
That's
You're
true.
Right.
Well, so we'll talk to Lunchbox in the next 10 minutes and get an update on that baby's name. Amy is still out of studio. She's here, but she's sitting in a studio in Texas. Good morning, Amy.
Morning.
And so filling in on the skinny is Morgan number two, who's our head of digital and all of our social media. Okay, Morgan number two. Bobby Bones
Show. Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Scotty McCreery and his family are the latest to go on Celebrity Family Feud. You That's can catch his episode on August 5th.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a fun one to go on. The Celebrity Family Feud. Any family feud.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Is his new wife going to be on there?
I would bet so. Keep on
flying. All right, what else you got?
Congratulations are in order for Steve Moeckler and his wife Gracie. They're expecting their first child.
You know, I would say that we could be partly responsible for that.
What?
It's no coincidence he was on the show Friday and all of a sudden now they're having a baby.
Huh. Just like that.
I don't know. You know,
been pregnant for a while.
Born ready. Steve Moeckler. I really enjoyed that interview. I enjoyed his performance. Yeah, look up that guy's music. I like him. Steve Moeckler. All right, what else?
Cole Swindell announced a small headlining tour going to 6 cities to go along with his new album release on August 17th.
Even if I knew. He announced the cities? Do we know yet?
Yeah, he did. And there's a few, but they're kind of all over the place.
That's the thing about cities. They're all over the place.
They're spread out.
I just wish they were all together and I could do all 6 of them the same day.
All over the country. Yeah, it's really weird.
It's a weird thing. Oh, I still make it. Morgan number two, is that it?
Yeah, that's it. I'm Morgan number two, and that's the skinny.
There it is.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, I want to talk about this guy. So all of a sudden, he starts this job, and his name is Ty Story. They say he was just the average guy.
Oh.
Who would all say right. that?
Just an average dude, okay. Yeah.
But his weight had ballooned up to 330 pounds. So he took a warehouse job. He had to be on his feet all day. He lost 130 pounds.
Wow. Now, wow.
He didn't take the job to lose the weight. He just lost the weight, and he started noticing it was coming off. In 6 months, he was down 50 pounds. After a full year, because of this job, he lost 130 pounds. Isn't that crazy? So I say, you know, what'd you do when you accidentally lost the weight? Well, you're like, this is actually good for me. Hey, Glenda in Kentucky, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for calling. Would you like to add to the story?
Yes. When I first started my job I'm at now, which I'm going on 5 years, but the first 6 weeks, I lost 20 to 25 pounds.
Wow, in the first 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Why? What was happening?
Well, I had primarily always worked retail, and then I went into a manufacturing job, and it is so, so hot in there, and a lot of busy work, so a lot of running back and forth and that kind of stuff.
25, that's good. Hey, appreciate that call. Hey, Melissa in Tennessee.
Hey, yeah, it was actually my husband. He worked at a feed store, so he was moving bags of feed and like hay bales all day, and he lost, we didn't keep track, but probably, at least 50 pounds.
Now, as the wife, and your husband starts to lose 50 pounds, are you kind of like, hey, baby?
Well, it's actually kind of in reverse, so we like look back at pictures from when he worked there, we're like, man, you might need to go work back at the feed store.
Oh, come on. Come on. Hey, Melissa, how long have you been married?
6 years.
Okay. So it's still kind of fresh,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Kind of new
yeah.
kind of thing. You got any kids?
Yeah, we got two.
How's that working out? You like them or no?
Like them?
Yeah, I love them. Yeah, we got our little girl. She was just born last October, so.
That's cool. Well, hey, tell your husband I said hello, and thank you for calling today.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, see you, Melissa.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This kid, Kobe, grew up knowing his dad's dream car was a blue-green 1966 vintage Ford Mustang. And it took a little searching, but he finally found that car online. He and his brother decided to get the car and surprise his dad in a special way because they saved up for 2 years. The brother staged the car with a for sale sign on the side of the road, and they drove past it, and they were like, hey, look at that car. And they even got someone to pretend to be the owner. So they were like, Dad, look at that car. That's the one you like. You should. And then they go. And so the brothers convinced their dad to stop, look at the car, and they tried to get him to take a test drive in the car.
Oh.
And he was like, no. And they were like, well, since you're not going to take the test drive, you just get the car. They gave him the keys. He was shocked. And then he drove off in the Mustang of his dreams, all thanks to his sons for saving
up. Dude, that is awesome.
Right?
That's such a great story. Love that.
Love that.
That's awesome. That's Tell Me Something Good right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
We will get to Amy's morning corny momentarily. Amy, remind me if I forget, okay?
Okay.
Because Lunchbox is on the phone, and we can't leave the big stars.
No, we gotta get to him.
You know what I mean? Lunchbox?
That's what I'm talking about. I'm like, all right, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Look at this guy. Yesterday, he announced he's having a baby boy. He had a baby boy.
Yes.
Yeah. And where are you now, by the way?
I'm in the hospital, laying on the couch. Just living up the life.
Did you lay in the bed, like sleep in the bed at your house or in the hospital last night?
No, in the hospital.
You haven't been home?
I went home and took a shower because I hadn't taken a shower in a couple of days. And, yeah, so I came back and we're here. I couldn't leave my wife here by herself.
Who is this guy?
I know, he's changed already.
I mean, he goes to Vegas and goes extremely hard for 2 days. So are you still a little bit coming off the Vegas tired and you're now in the baby tired?
Oh, yeah, it was perfect timing. Let me tell you, I had no sleep in Vegas. I was like, oh, I was going to catch up, we got plenty of time. Oh, boy, no, I was still catching up on Vegas sleep, but this is pretty tiring also.
Which is more tiring, Vegas or having a baby?
Well, I would say Vegas for me right now.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, just because... I mean, if we're being honest, I mean, since he's in the NICU, I don't wake up and we don't have to feed him. We don't have much to do right now. Hmm. I mean, my wife does. She still has to pump and all this and get all that going. So she has to wake up every few hours. But yours truly, he kind of just, sleeps.
And that's you.
Yeah. Let me tell you. During labor, at one point, my wife was talking to me, and I fell asleep.
During labor, you fell asleep. During her labor, you took a nap.
I didn't mean to. She was talking to me, and then she goes, are you sleeping? No, I'm awake, sorry. So I woke back up. But yeah, I kind of fell asleep there for a minute, but it wasn't during the important part. The baby wasn't coming out yet.
Yeah, of course. Hey, so what's the deal with, as the labor was happening, as the baby was being born, did she find that pretty painful, or she take it like a champ, or I don't know what happens. Like I don't even know if taking it like a champ's a thing.
Well, it was very painful for a while, and then she decided that she needed the epidural, so she took the epidural, and then it was pretty much like couldn't feel anything, so it was great.
How's she right now?
She's great. She's sleeping right now, and she's doing great. She's doing amazing. She's, hurting a little bit, taking a little pain meds, but besides that, she's good. She's a champ. I mean, we're just like the best parents in the world right now.
Wow, you guys are the best parents in the world?
That's awesome.
So far, yeah, people have been saying, like, man, you guys are pretty good parents, let me tell you.
Lunchbox is on the phone from the hospital. He had his baby on the 17th, 2 days ago, and we found out that it was a boy yesterday, and today we're trying to find out what that baby's name is.
Yeah.
Because he went through a bunch of them. He went through a bunch of names. And none, you couldn't settle on anything with your wife, whereas, like, this is the name. So the baby's 2 days old. I'm going to give you a drum roll here. So Lunchbox is on the phone now to reveal the baby's name. Lunchbox, take it away, whatever you want to say, my friend.
Man, I mean, kid was here 6 weeks early, so we've been working on a couple names, and then the baby arrives. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's a boy. So then we got to start going over some boy names. And so on the birth certificate that we filled out, we named the boy, still not filled out. We don't have a name yet. We are still working, boys and girls.
Oh, wow.
Still blank. He is 2 days old and he doesn't have a name. So it's a little weird. So we call him baby. I've been calling him early because he was 6 weeks early. Because my wife is very thorough and she's writing them down to see how they look written out, and we're practicing saying them, because we had this whole thing where we were going to start talking to her belly and like saying names and see how much the baby moved, and that would be the name. Well, now that it's here, we're going to have to do that. We go down there and we call him a name and see if he moves. If he doesn't move, okay, that name's out.
Is that really a good reason to base your baby's name on? That, like, if the baby moves?
I mean, I've never heard of that.
A lot of people said that they knew that was the name because whenever it was in the belly and they would say that name, it would start moving around in the belly like, yep, I like that name.
Here is a story I read called How to Pick the Right Name for Your Baby.
Okay.
Number one, check what the name translates to. Now, you may love the name Pete in English, but look up what it means in Argentina. You'll find out it can mean like butt or something. So when you have a name, see if... Yeah. Number two, find out how popular it is. Being trendy is fine, but did you really want your daughter to be one of 50 Olivias in her kindergarten class?
Oh, man.
Exactly.
Make sure it doesn't rhyme with anything awful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't want to name them... Genus.
Right. No. Because that rhymes with.
Yeah. You know, you don't want to name him Lil Frodom.
No, because that too rhymes with.
Yeah. Oh so no rhyming, Lunchbox, okay?
Okay, no rhyming. We got that. We got that down.
Yeah, like you don't want, hey, Lil Rudhole, come here.
Oh, no.
It rhymes.
With.
Yeah. Google the full name, because what happens is, what if you Google the name and it's the name of like a serial killer from the 1900s?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
And also, it says sing happy birthday and insert the name, because it can be difficult if it's like a crazy sounding name. Huh. You know, like happy birthday, little Rutthole. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
It's too many. So.
Back to the drawing board.
Yeah. Well, that just some tips I wanted to pass along to you, Lunchbox.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to start seeing happy birthday and inserting these names, because the birth certificate people, they came by yesterday like, oh, here, we'll drop this off and we'll be back in about 30 minutes. And they come back like, oh, we don't have one yet. And they're like, all right, we'll come back tomorrow afternoon. And they came back yesterday afternoon, still didn't have it, so they're supposed to come back by today.
Wait, so what's the goal? Like, when do you have to pick, when you have to pick the name?
Well, I mean, as soon as possible. I mean, the kid has been here. He needs a name so we can start calling him something. And I think to leave the hospital, eventually he has to have a name. I believe that's true. I don't think you can leave without a name, but I don't know. And because people keep texting, and, hey, what's the kid's name? What can we call him? And I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, this is weird.
Can we tell?
It's a lot of pressure.
Well, yeah, it says I named for his whole life.
The rest of his life, man. Yeah.
It's true. It's a lot of pressure. Hey, can we...
I tried to get my wife to name in Vegas, but she said no.
Oh, boy.
That's kind of cool.
Vegas?
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Vegas Axel?
I approve, Lunchbox.
No, I don't approve on Vegas. Not as a name. As a place, as a city, I love
it. As a city, it's the best.
It's the best, but... Okay, well, I guess we'll find out more about it later. Hey, can you give us the update tomorrow on the baby's height and weight when it came out?
Oh, yeah. We got the stats, and let me tell you... You'll find out tomorrow.
All right. There he is. All right, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. We're thinking about you. Good luck to Little Vegas.
Hey, Little Vegas. See, you like that, don't you? Sounds pretty good.
You can nickname him Vegas. I think that's fine.
Oh.
You know?
Not birth certificate?
I don't know about that.
Vegas?
You know, Viva?
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, Lunch. See you later, buddy.
All right, bye.
There he is. Lunchbox at the hospital. Once the wildest man on the show. Now a dad.
Oh, man.
He fell asleep during his wife's labor. As she's having the baby, he fell asleep and took a nap. All right, now time for the morning corny, which we usually do at the top of the hour, but...
The morning corny!
What do you call a group of baby soldiers?
What do you call a group of baby soldiers?
An infantry.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
That was the morning corny!
Yeah, that's good, Amy. Lunchbox comes on the air with us a second ago and says, hey, listen, I still haven't named my baby. I know I had it 2 days ago, but we don't have a name. And every day they come to him and go, here's the paper. Please fill it out and write the name down. I don't have a name. So we're talking about that. And first, Chris in North Carolina is on. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Bobby.
Thanks for calling the show. What do you want to say?
My name's Chris. I work actually at Naval Medical Center Camp Lejeune as a birth registrar. And I wanted to say that he actually has 10 days from the date of the birth in North Carolina. So I'm assuming it's the same across the states to actually come up with a name.
So let me ask you this, Chris. What if after 10 days he doesn't have a name? Well, then what's the baby named if there's a rule?
So if they don't have a baby name, and we've had this happen before, we'll actually release the baby name as baby boy and then last name, whatever it is.
That would kind of be a cool name, though, baby boy.
I agree.
Also, what if you just played a game? Like, if I were governor of Arkansas, the rule would be, if you can't name the baby in 10 days, you just turn on the TV and the first name that's said ends up being the name of your baby.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's like TV roulette.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't know what channel it is. You take it, you turn it on, and all of a sudden, boop. Your baby's name is Lou Dobbs. Yeah,
don't tell you what I was going to say. Don't turn on the news. We'll be talking about some criminal. Oh, great.
Your baby's name is Vladimir. Oh, man.
That's funny, man.
Hey, thank you for the call. That. I appreciate that. Courtney in Virginia, how are you? You good?
Hi, I'm great. I'm a first-time caller. I'm so excited to be talking.
Hey, where do you live in Virginia?
I am in Newport News.
I love it over there. I used to summer there.
Really?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh.
What do you want to say about this?
So I had three names picked out for our first daughter, and my husband and I couldn't decide. We were in the hospital. The same thing was happening where they kept coming for the name. And ultimately, we did exactly what Lunchbox said, and we kept saying the names over and over again, and she would only respond. She would gurgle or move to just one of those names. So she ultimately named herself.
And what was that name?
It's Riley.
Pretty cool name.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Can't hate on that. Mm. Well, I appreciate that feedback. Thanks for the call, and thanks for listening.
Absolutely, and I'm looking forward to meeting you in December when you come into your comedy tour.
And I'm looking forward to meeting you. Eddie, what was I just saying?
What?
I was looking forward to meeting
you. You were just a second ago.
Yep. All right, bye, Courtney. I know I said that I was going to move off the baby stuff, but this call is so interesting. Hey, Joyce in Kentucky.
Yes.
Okay, tell me your story.
About 10 years ago, at the age of about 55, I remarried. And when I sent in to get my name changed, I realized I had never been named in the first place.
So you go to get your name changed because of your marriage, and there's no name? You've never been named?
Right.
What was your name on the birth certificate?
My last name was Clark. I was put as unnamed Clark.
Wow.
And when I talked to my mother about it, she said, I guess I forgot to do it. I was one of 12 kids. I guess she just forgot.
Well, unnamed, let me say, I'm glad you called and shared that story with us. That's crazy.
It was kind of sad and funny at the same thing. It's like, okay, I've never existed, but I got a call from the state of Tennessee and trying to change my name, and they said, well, you're still unnamed. So I had to send all this stuff in. My mother had to sign affidavits. I had to send in birth certificates to my kids. I had to do all this stuff to, I guess, prove I existed, but I was never named.
That's wild. Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
That's a good story. You know, she finds out. Now, mine doesn't have to do with being named anything different, but I found out I was adopted accidentally.
That's crazy, too.
You know, all of a sudden, I've told you the story, right, Amy? I found a Social Security card.
It's crazy.
My name was different. And I go, hey, Grandma, what's up with my name being different? It's not my last name. And they told me when my mom left when I was a kid that my grandma adopted me. And I was adopted for a long time. And then eventually my mom came back. And I can I barely remember that happening. Like, I remember my mom going away. And then I remember a year later, my mom coming back.
Hmm.
But it wasn't a thing. I was a kid. And there was never any structure where I grew up. I think people just came and went all the time. And so as a kid, I'm going, this is just normal. Like, people come and go. You know, my real dad left. My mom left. And then I find out, I think I was in my teens when I found that card. And I was going, huh, what's up with this? What a typo. What a typo on this card. She was like, no, you're adopted. So, yeah, crazy. Here's this, on a lighter note. A guy in Memphis stole his date's car on Saturday night, okay? So,
okay.
You know, they're out. She goes out with this guy named Kelton Griffin. She knew from back in high school. He texted her out of the blue and said, hey, you want to go out? She said, yeah, she does. So he showed up without a car to their date, but she had a car, a Volvo. When she stopped for gas, he asked if she'd go inside, and she did, and when she did, to get him, I think he wanted a cigar.
Okay.
And then he just stole the car. He drove off and stole the car.
Right.
Yeah. So that story by itself is pretty wild. And you go, what?
Yeah, that's messed up.
That you go on a date and steal the girl's car?
Mm-hmm. Not cool.
Yeah. So, and that's the worst date. But it gets even worse because then he took that car and went to pick up another girl and went on another date.
Oh,
no.
Kelton.
Yeah. Yep. They used the GPS to track the car. They went to a drive-in movie theater where him and the other girl were. Yeah. So,
wow.
You want to hear like the final kicker?
Oh, there's another one?
He made the second date pay for tickets to the drive-in movie.
Get out.
Yeah.
What a loser. Man, what's he thinking?
I'll tell you this. He's winning at being a loser, though. Like, he's such a loser. He figured out all the things.
And he planned all that. You know he did.
Wow, that's like third level.
Man.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting this morning. I was talking to new artist Cassie Ashton. You'll be my taxidermy, taxidermy. I mean, she's really special. Like, as an artist, and she's... I did a Bobbycast with her talking about how she got a record deal. I just wanted to know how you got a record deal. And she talked about it, but she's so good. She used to, though, work at a karaoke bar as a karaoke DJ.
I worked at a karaoke bar at the time.
Really?
I would put in like everyone's requests, and then I would sing once an hour.
I bet you would kill it, though, right? Like, people were like, oh my God.
Oh, it was fun.
Even the karaoke singers are good in this town, right?
Because you just like, the best part about doing that job is you just actually make fun of people, and they laugh with you.
And so she came over, and then she's on this new Keith Urban song called Drop Top. Red lips on a refugee. Saturday night, feeling all right. Show him what he lost in my jeans, skin tight. And so she talks about being on the farm when Keith Urban calls her to be like, hey, you want to be on the song? And she couldn't get signal. And
Keith texts me, and he's like, hey, I'm just trying to call you. And I was like, oh, Dad, what do I do? The shop is like a big aluminum building. And he's like, if you go stand in that doorway right over there and don't move, the call won't be dropped. So I go stand in the doorway, and I'm like, I swear, if I hang up on Keith Urban, I'm going to be so mad.
Yeah, listen to that. Search Bobbycast. It's one word on iHeartRadio or Apple Podcasts, and listen to that. She's really one of my favorite new artists, and it's a really good... Good.
She's funny.
She's super funny. Yeah, it's good. It's up now, so check it out. After the show, check it out. There were a bunch more shark attacks, and two children bitten in suspected shark attacks.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like that time of the year.
That's when it started happening.
Yeah, here you go. This is a kid explaining the shark attack.
The water was cold, so I didn't really feel anything. And then I saw something like next to me, and I kind of felt pain. And I looked, and I saw like a fin, kind of. I don't know how to describe it.
No, whoa. I think you described it just fine.
Yeah,
actually.
That's perfect.
You felt pain, and there was a fin.
That's enough for me to run. Yeah, yeah.
Holy cow!
Yeah, you nailed it.
So I started like running out of the water because I felt it, and it started like swimming away. Like kind of, it was like a whirlpool looking thing, like next to me. So I ran out to my mom, and like my leg was all like bloody.
Oh man!
Here's the mom.
Just a lot of commotion and a lot of thrashing, and her trying to like get up and like get to me. So I don't know. She got to me. I got to her. Somehow we got her out. Thank God the lifeguards were right there.
This is in Long Island, New York. The girl's 12 years old. Here's some witnesses.
All of a sudden, I see her panicking, and I see something. I couldn't tell what it was, but kind of flapping about.
It had fins, and there was donut. I'd say it's kind of like a shark. I don't really know how to explain it. Now, that's a shark, bro.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Gosh, that's scary.
That time of year.
Yeah.
For the real sharks. Sometimes that time of month.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
For Shark Week. Amy tells
now.
Us about when. Oh, now. Oh, you're Shark Weeking right now?
Yeah, but I'm over the hump of the craziness. I was probably crazier this last weekend. Y'all were thankful we weren't working.
Yeah, well, I mean, I felt a bite in the leg in a whirlpool.
Same thing.
Yeah. Same exact feeling. Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy. Tell me something good.
This 9-year-old girl, she used her birthday party to raise $600 for the canine program at her local police department. And the officers were so thankful that they hung a plaque at the station in her honor.
Oh, I love
so not
both
only
of that.
Did
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a double win. Like, now she's, like, being represented at the station.
Yeah, she's a kid, and for her birthday, she goes, no presents, let's raise money. And then they go, hey, you're awesome, we're going to put a plaque up. That's cool. That's good.
Yeah, and then there's, like, another little part of the story, too. The officers found out that some of her softball equipment was stolen, and they replaced that for her as well.
Look at that. Good.
Yep.
Creates good.
Yeah.
Love it. Mm-hmm. And then the softball team went and won the world championship.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, I made that last part.
Oh,
up.
I was like, wow.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's crushing candy, getting boring, and you want to try something new, then you have to play the puzzle game Best Fiends. The game is so fun, you will not be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or you're just tired of the same old boring match 3 game, download Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Play whenever, wherever, as long as you'd like. It's one of those games that you will enjoy, and you'll probably lose track of time playing. We play it here on the show, especially Web Girl Morgan. That's right. No, girl, what's your name? Morgan number two? We think you should play too. Turn it into a competition. You really play Morgan number two?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, me too. I played a lot. I played a lot. Listen, it's called Best Fiends. Maybe you're traveling, you want to pass the time. You don't need the internet for Best Fiends. You can play on a flight. You can play in a cave. Believe me, you will not regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends, it's like best friends without the R. Best Fiends, it's a puzzle game. Morgan number two, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan number two, loves it as well. So there we have it, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
It's funny, sometimes we'll do things with charities and the people will come sit in on the show. Hey, come up here for a second. Would you mind coming up here for 1 second? So what happens is, hop over to Eddie's mic right there. And so we do this thing and they come in today and you're obviously not here because you're in Texas.
Yeah, no. I'm just thinking about how horrible it is that they're there right
me.
Now.
Oh, it's just me. Yeah,
not because of me, but like Lunchbox isn't there.
And they come in. And what's your name?
Connie.
Connie. And Connie, where are you from?
Nashville.
So you're coming up. It's fun. You get to sit in the studio. And then Amy, your Lunchbox is in here. What a disappointment, huh?
Oh, no. We see you, Bobby.
I know. But it's just like, don't you want to see Amy? Like, she's the star here.
Well, you're
what?
The star.
No.
Okay. Well,
she confirmed.
Well, she's putting headphones on now. You want to say hi to Amy?
I love you, Amy.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Sorry that the whole crew's not there.
Oh, Bobby's doing good.
How did you guys get in here? What did you guys bid on?
We went to a charity event at the YMCA.
Yeah? And was this a package that you bid on specifically, or did they just say you randomly are going to sit in on the show?
No, we bid on it.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You want to say how much or no?
I don't even remember.
Probably a million? Just say a million.
A million.
Yeah! How about that? Oh, a million.
So generous.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Own a landscape business.
Yeah, you run a landscape business?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, here's the thing. I got some flowers and plants in my backyard.
Okay.
And I needed to have them ripped out because I don't know anything about flowers or plants. Yeah, I just want to pave the whole backyard, actually, which I'm being told is not the thing to do.
No.
Long term, probably not the best for.
No.
So I said, hey, can you take these pretty flowers out and can you plant them in another part of the yard? And they said it's too hot to do that right now. Are they telling me the truth or are they trying to?
They're putting you off, Bobby.
Will you come do it?
Yeah.
See, now we're talking here.
Yeah.
How much does that cost me? Say $1 million.
$1 million.
Oh, yeah.
She got you.
She got me again. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming in. You've been here for, what, like an hour?
Mm-hmm.
What have you seen? Like, it's a lot of running around, huh?
Yes.
People don't know how nonstop this thing is.
Yes.
It's just like, bam, 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 bam. And mostly that's just Eddie. Yeah.
Yeah. Bam, 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 bam.
Always got to pee. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thanks for having
Glad
us.
Glad to have you for this hour. Sorry that Lunchbox and Amy weren't here.
That's fine.
Two-thirds of the show.
Yeah, sorry.
Not here. Well, okay, cool. Yeah, there you go. You can go sit back on the couch and hang
thank
out.
Thank you.
They're sitting behind me, which is a little weird. I feel like someone's watching me from behind them.
You should give her a book or something. Did she get anything else with this auction?
I don't know. Like, honestly, they just showed up today.
Like, can we give her a Pimpin' Joy shirt and a book?
We can give her whatever they want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You want a hair from my head and turn it to DNA and have it, you know. Do some Jurassic Park with that thing. Have your own little show. Let's see. What do I want to do here? I have Raymundo, our audio producer. Did you guys know he applied to be on the radio at a hip-hop station?
Oh, my goodness.
When?
Well, hey, Raymundo, what's the story? You saw this on the bulletin board?
Yeah, they just posted it in the kitchen. It was an on-air shift, and I thought, why not apply for the rap station? Be a DJ.
So you went and you turned in like what they call an air check?
Yeah, a demo, a little 45-second. And it's not perfect. I'm messing up in it, but I just wanted it to be raw. That's me, how I would host a show.
Amy, do you want to hear our
Of course
audio?
I do.
So Raymundo did a rap. I would call it hip-hop, the hip-hop station.
Bro, that's what
hip-hop.
It's called.
Yeah, hip-hop. He did a tape here. Here we go.
Raymundo dropping a beat in my feelings by Drake.
My favorite thing about just that one, not to stop it every time. He just says the words dropping a beat like that's hip hop.
Because he doesn't ever say that.
No.
He's never like, hey, Bobby, we're about to drop the new J. Goin beat.
What do you think about that, Raymundo? That feedback.
Well, I knew it was going to be negative mostly from you guys, but I thought, I don't even care. I'm just going to apply and do it.
No, I like that you applied. Here we go.
No intro on that dang thing.
Why are you putting a mess up in your tape?
I told Eddie that. I said, hey, I'm just going to record how I would do it live so that they know I'm a live guy. I don't redo stuff and make it perfect. I just roll it.
But you should redo stuff and make it perfect.
Well, I can now.
Ray's yelling at the air check.
Edit that out.
No, Bobby.
What, Amy?
I,
yes.
I agree with him being just more, it's more relatable. Like, nobody speaks perfectly.
But you know what's relatable when you do a radio show is to do the radio show right. You're doing a night show. So you don't need to be messing up. It's like going into
right. I used to have my own 2-hour show that I DJ'd. So take it from me, an expert.
How'd that work out, by the way? You still doing that?
Well, no, but okay.
All right, let me play more Ray Mundo's hip hop tape.
Probably dating a girl right now. It's a psycho.
Okay. Now you're being relatable.
You're trying to be relatable.
You're probably dating a psycho. Here's Psycho from Post Malone. Okay. Here's Ray Mundo, our audio producer's hip hop tape.
Got Cardi B right now. Come on, Cardi. I like dollars. You drive home from work, traffic probably sucks. But listen to this, it's Post Malone Rockstar. Ariana Grande, No Tears Left to Cry. I said I'll play it. You're in the mix with Ray Mundo! This is Taste, babe. Pam Gang
on my pinky. No, come on, Raymond. Just cut that out.
All right.
He puts,
I wouldn't hire you if you gave me a best of, like a resume. It's like handing a resume in with typos.
Wait, what did you call it? A best of.
Yes.
So you're telling them that's the best of.
Yes, you're handing an audio resume in.
I can take those out.
You already turned it in and got rejected.
Well, I can send it to other stations.
What up, y'all? It's Raymundo in the mix. Juice WRLD, Lucid Dreams, getting hit up online like crazy for this one. Hanging out with you, trying to play some good music. I got some friends in country radio. I'll try and make this a hit. Here's Juicy. I still
see you. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah!
Okay, well, do you understand why they didn't hire you?
Yeah.
Because if that's the job you're turning in, the best of you, what's the worst of you?
I know. I knew it was sloppy. I've never done it before.
If someone handed me a resume and every fifth word was spelled wrong, I would go, okay, you don't pay attention to the detail. But I do like that you're trying things. That's cool.
Yeah. And the listener realizes, hey, it's tough to post a song if you want to intro it perfectly. That ain't easy at all.
By posting a song, you mean talking right up to the words.
Yeah, that is so hard.
Hey, Carrie in California, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Bobby.
What up?
I'm doing good. Just dropping off some girls at the fair here in California for FFA. But I have to tell you, your book has just totally motivated me, but also a team of 9 people I manage in Bangalore, India. And I was reading it on the plane last month, and it was awesome that I got to include a couple lines. So I had to quote you in there, and I just told the team about Bobby Bones and how you've how it's okay to fail.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, thank you. Hey, where do you live in California?
Oh, a small town called Oakdale. We're cowboy capital of the world.
There you go. It's the summer out there.
Really?
Yeah.
No. It is. It was 103 at the Stanislaus County Fair yesterday.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Well, tell the girls I said what up. Thank you for that very kind call. That's nice of you. And thanks for reading my book. I appreciate that.
Hey, and I just ordered your first book on Amazon. It should be coming in the mail today.
Man, come on. Look at this. I'm reading all the words I wrote. You have a new book called Fail Until You Don't. And right now on Amazon, it is $10 off if anybody cares. It's called, what's it called again? Fail until you don't.
It's your book, man.
It's like Ray's air check. Yeah. By the way, you know what people are calling me now? Which I don't know how comfortable I am, but they're calling me country music's youngest historian. Because now I'm doing all the documentaries.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
you
all.
Did one on Charlie Pride the other day.
That's just my grandmother. And then me also being a nerd and studying things I like. But yeah, so since I am country music's youngest historian.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
The number one song in 1990. Man, we're talking about, it's 2018, 1990, what is that, 28 years ago?
Yeah.
The Dance from Garth Brooks. 28 years ago, this was the number one song. The song was written by Tony Arata, and Garth Brooks recorded it, but the song was passed by many people, and the Garth's like, no, I love it.
That's crazy.
And Garth cuts it, yeah. They met at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville. Brooks had heard Tony playing the dance and asked for permission to record it. Once he signed to a major record label, and the rest is history.
Wow.
He asked him at the Bluebird. I think Garth told me the story, told us the story.
Yeah, I think he said
it.
Have
you heard
it?
Mm-hmm. Those kids from Thailand that were in the cave had a press conference, and they were actually able to talk.
You were inside as well. How did you feel at that moment?
I was really afraid, okay, not to be able to return home.
By the way, that older woman is not a kid trapped. It's
translator.
An interpreter.
Yeah.
So you decided to spend the night, and did you have any food with you?
The answer is no, okay? We don't have anything with us.
So they were in for 18 days, and Mike D was the one telling me about this story. So, hey, what were they saying in the press conference?
They were, like, apologizing to their parents because apparently they told them not to go into the cave.
So they came out and said they were sorry to their mom and dad for going in there.
Wasn't it a thing where every year they went into the cave?
Mm-hmm.
That's a like every year they would do something like this?
Oh, wow.
That's kind of an initiation?
They just went in further than they were supposed to.
Really?
Yeah.
And they still feel guilty about that?
Yeah, they do.
You gotta drop that, man.
Yeah.
A lot of therapy coming.
Yep.
So what's so they're out of the hospital.
They're out. And some of them are saying now that they want to go be Navy SEALs.
Because the Navy SEALs saved them.
They don't want to play soccer anymore. They want to go do that.
Wow. Ah, good for them. Good for those kids. Good for the people that saved them. I love that story. Over to Morgan number two, who's 24 years old, and we always wonder what she cares about. What do 24-year-olds
care about? Nickelodeon announced a two-part revival of the Rugrats.
Okay. I think
What do you think?
Well, I still see the Rugrats on, so it still feels like it's a current thing to me.
You do?
Yeah, sometimes I'll run Rugrats.
Oh, wow. I've never seen that.
And Rugrats was a little behind me, so I don't know that I'm as excited as someone like Morgan number two is 24.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up watching the Rugrats.
Yeah.
So, and they're coming out with a 26-episode series and then a live-action film after that. So
Are they adults now?
They're old. Yeah. They got jobs.
I think it'll be a follow-up to how it ended in the last one.
How did it end? Was there a cliffhanger in Rugrats?
I don't remember that.
Mike, did you know Rugrats?
Well, they did when they were teenagers.
They did?
They did a series for a while.
But do you call them Rugrats anymore? Don't you call them just rug people?
Rug adults?
Rug. But that's cool, but you're excited about that.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
There you go. Hey, what do 24-year-olds care about? See, that's why I talked to her about it.
Yeah.
Because I don't really care, but 24-year-olds do.
Yeah, I like that.
Someone handed me this story after a segment we did a bit ago where I was talking about how people, as a kid, people came in and out of my life a lot. My mom came and left, and my grandma adopted me, and my real dad came and left. And it was just, that was normal to me to constantly be left as a kid, not really knowing for a while whose care I was. You know, and then it normalized a bit later when my stepdad came into my life, my mom. I mean, I was probably like 12, 13. But someone handed me the story. According to a study, people with sturdier relationships in childhood have stronger relationships in adulthood. What do you think about that, Amy? Makes sense, huh? Scientists have known for a long time that we start forming attachments at a very young age and continue to do so throughout our lives. Yeah. And they say that people that have supportive, strong bonds as a kid just innately have those same strong bonds as an adult. Like they're able to actually achieve them because they saw them.
Mm-hmm.
Where people who didn't, like maybe myself, that's not an excuse for me. I'm just nuts. But people like myself, maybe I never saw successful ones early, therefore, that's tougher for me to have that.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Very true.
That have to do with like marriages and stuff? Like, you know, people, I mean, they grew up seeing good relationship between their mom and their dad. Is that what you mean? And then?
Probably. I never saw a good relationship. I saw, for a bit, but even my mom and who I call my stepdad, they got divorced. So it wasn't like, but when my mom died, they weren't together. So
yeah.
I saw my mom, in and out of a lot of relationships. Yeah. And so
it's an interesting study.
I know that that's the truth. I know that's the story. But for some reason, I always picture them together.
Your mom
and your stepdad. Like, I know, like, up until she died. But that's just totally not the case. Like, they were not together.
It's not. I remember them coming to me in college and being like, hey, we're divorcing.
How long were they married?
I'm going to guess 6 years. I'm guessing. I don't know. And there was a while I lived with my grandmother while they were together. So I was just kind of shifted around a lot. I was all over the place. And
I'd be interested to see what Arkansas Keith, thinks about some of this too. And you and your upbringing and your, not like I'm going to have a sit down one-on-one with Arkansas Keith about you, but I just would be interested to see his take on it.
That's my stepdad, Arkansas Keith.
Yes.
Yeah.
And perspective, because we all come from different perspectives. Maybe he has a completely different perspective.
Right.
Maybe he gets a kid who is very well adjusted and wonderful. Or maybe he gets a nightmare kid. I don't know really what I was. I worked hard. I didn't get to pay the bills.
I really feel like, given your circumstances, man, like, you've turned out pretty good.
Yeah, I think I don't.
I know we give you a hard time about emotionally how you're some stuff is there, but all of that is I think you're to a place where now you're ready to work on some of that.
Yes, I'm so ready to work on it because there is such a void in my balance.
Mm-hmm.
I have been trying to prove people wrong for so long, not just about me, but about people from small towns, about people from the South, about people that don't come from, you know, the worst thing for me is once, and it's not a thing, but when someone goes, hey, are they from a good family? And they're not even talking about me, they're talking about somebody else. And I'm like, oh man, if people say this about me, I don't even have a, I don't have that structure. So I don't, if someone asks someone about me, did he come from a good family?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Meaning,
gosh, I never even thought about how that could be such an offensive thing.
And not offensive. I mean, I choose not to be offended by anything. If I don't like it, I just go away from it. That's why I have trouble with people when they get mad at stupid things. Like, just turn it off.
Let me change the word.
Go ahead.
I won't say offensive. Hurtful.
It's bothersome to me because I don't want to be judged on that scale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be you, because nobody means harm by that, because yeah, everybody has different life circumstances, and it's not going to define them 100%, like, of what type of person they're going to be. But yeah, to be like, well, does he come from a good family? Like,
and I hear that, and it makes me, I kind of wince at it a bit, because
it
I'm going,
kind of a silly question.
I go, you know what? I don't come from what's considered a good family, but what I used to see as disadvantages in my life, I now look at as big time advantages. Mm-hmm. Growing up super poor, I have learned how to manage all the things. Like, I could go back to Mountain Pine, Arkansas and do that again. I know how to do that. I learned a survival set. Those are advantages now, not disadvantages. And people come through things, and I think we have the kind of hindsight to go, oh, it just sucks where it happened, where I come from. Man, look what you learned from what you got through. And now look at the tools that you now have in your belt that you can build things with. And so whenever I go, you know what, I wouldn't have been able to have Christmas presents for a lot of my life, or even meals at times without church groups, or without the PTA groups. The thing is, I know that, and I'm able to help other people because of that. If that didn't happen to me, I wouldn't be able to help people. I would. So those are now advantages in like looking back at that. Like, I'm thankful that all that stuff happened to me. So that's how I look at it now. You know who else came? You know, Mike D over here. Mike D came from a background very similar to mine. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, and this guy's over here grinding it out too. How would you describe your childhood, Mike D?
I mean, a lot, same as yours. Not a lot of money.
Not a lot of money.
Yeah. And then just...
Sounds like a lot of money. I was like, oh.
Not a lot of money.
Just like yours, except a lot.
Yeah. When I met Mike D, he couldn't even afford a bed.
No. You bought me a bed.
I bought him a bed. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I was like, dude, and you were an intern.
Yeah.
And I was like, you don't have a bed? He was like, no. I said, oh, I know what that's like. Let me buy you a bed.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I think that's probably why Mike D and I get each other.
Yeah, like, I never had a bedroom growing up either. Slept on the floor in the living room.
He slept on the floor. At least I had a couch.
Yeah.
I slept on the couch. But those are advantages now. We're not even feeling sorry for ourselves. We're going, we learn, we can help other people that have that same kind of upbringing.
Gosh, I know you're not feeling sorry for yourselves. Don't take this the wrong way, but like hearing y'all say that too, it makes me think of, you know, as a kid, or even now sometimes, how selfish my brain can be. And I need to really correct that, or like things that I think that I need or my kids need, or things
relative.
That I didn't. I know it's all relative. But it's a good reminder that, like, as bad as you think you might have it, there's somebody that is going through something worse too, and just to keep that perspective.
Always. Mm-hmm. Always. There's somebody that has it a lot worse than you can.
Yeah, and they're not talking about it or being open about it, so.
Yeah. But anyway,
never know.
Kind of went on a little soapbox here, but I don't even know how that got started.
I don't know, but it's good. We learned a lot.
Yes, Amy, I know you took a breath. Go ahead.
Well, I know how it got started, because you were talking about earlier in the show being adopted by your grandma and not knowing it, and then it led to the story of the attachment.
There we have it.
Disorder.
Mm-hmm. I'm a real treat, ladies. Get you some of this. That's right.
It's available. Come on. Get your Bobby
Bones on. Amy's been on the air with us all week, but she's in a different studio in Texas. Her dad went in for cancer surgery on his throat. They said it'd be a few days. It's been over 3 weeks in ICU. And so what's the latest on that, Amy?
The latest is yesterday we transferred to a rehab hospital, still in like an intensive care situation, but better, like more, like once he starts going through speech therapy and physical therapy and stuff, it's just more opportunity to transfer right into a normal room at the rehab hospital, and then hopefully get home, and then maybe just get some care at home.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They say we could be at this hospital for 25 days, but...
Wow.
I don't know.
Man, this is turning into...
My dad, his eyeballs, when he heard 25 days, he was like, no. He's like, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Like, I'll work so hard, whatever I need to do, just get me home. But
can he talk?
Yeah, now he can. They put a cap on his trach yesterday. That's another thing, too, that's new. Once you cap it, you can talk. It sounds like this.
Yeah.
But he can talk. And yesterday was his most coherent day. Like, the first day he really... I don't know. I haven't seen him today, so I want to talk to him today, see if he remembers what we talked about yesterday. But, yeah. I mean, we told him everything he's been doing the last 3 weeks, and he's almost in, like, disbelief.
How old's your dad?
He's 77.
How does he
and he's a really healthy, like, with it guy. Like, this just is the surgery just had some unfortunate stuff, that went wrong.
Are you coming home at all?
Yeah, I'm going to come home. My sister gets here tonight, I think. So, and then we'll overlap, like, tomorrow together. I just want to make sure he's situated at this new place. And then I'll come home on Saturday. Yeah, and then I'll be with you guys all next week because my sister will be in Austin.
You haven't seen your kids.
I know. I'm excited to be with them.
They miss you or no?
I FaceTime with them every night.
They miss you or no?
Well, sometimes we're on FaceTime, like in the middle of me talking, my daughter will just...
She's 11.
That's okay.
And then my husband last night even said something to her. He said, "Now, mom's still talking. That's rude. Don't interrupt her." And she just... I heard her in the background just being like, "Well, sometimes it just goes on so long."
Hey, join the club.
You were late, folks?
Yeah. No, I get it. Okay. Hey, Amy. Okay, bye.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
I went and did yoga yesterday at like 5:30, which is late for me. So I'm not familiar with that class. I'm not even that good at yoga. I'm just trying to get my body a little more flexible. But I think I bit off a little more than I could chew. It's hard. I got some advanced class. I was gifted and talented yoga yesterday.
Well, were you able to keep up, or you just kind of faked it till you made it?
80% keep up, 20% fake it till I make it.
Wow, it's 100.
Yeah. I had to study off a girl in front of me and, like, see what she was doing.
I bet you did.
Yeah. I did.
Life is so hard. You had to study off the girl in front of you. That means you had to stare at her.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Yes and no. It's the same girl. Remember the last time I went to yoga class?
Yes.
And I was like, it's distracting when somebody really attractive is in front of you. I would prefer to go in and have it be all people like me. Goofy people that don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And who cares to look? Mm-hmm. It's annoying when someone's so good looking in front of you.
So annoying.
And so it's the same girl.
And it makes time go by so slow. Get out of here. You know you picked the spot right behind her.
I was one of the first ones there.
Oh, so she picked the spot.
Oh, so she came in front of you.
No, I picked it. But it was... But it was tough. It was really tough. It was really tough.
Well, do you think you seeing her again as like a...
sign?
You know, sign?
Let me tell
and you
what,
never go to that class?
I don't. But she probably always does. But here's the thing, well, let me tell you a story.
You're probably going to go more now.
No. Well, no, it was a good class. But I go to class. I don't know anything about yoga, but I'm trying. And I just have a hard time talking to women in general. It's just not my thing. I can talk to anybody if I'm supposed to be on. Like, oh, I'm Bob Bones, the comedian guy, radio guy. Look at me. Yeah.
Right.
But when it's like normal real life, I have real struggle talking to people if it's someone that I think is possibly romantic. Okay? So I'm finishing up and I'm going, maybe I should just say hello. In my head, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
And so, but I don't, right? Instead, I talk to the guy next to me as we're walking out. I have no problem talking to him. I was like, hey, dude, you did good.
Yeah, there's no pressure there.
Nothing. I'm such an idiot.
You said that to another guy.
You know
in
what
class?
I said, Amy? I did even worse than that. Now that I think about it, I said, "Hey, man, you're really strong."
Oh boy,
that's
Stop.
What I said. I did, but I meant it. It was not an
instance.
I was completely sincere.
That's even worse.
I mean, and that's okay for you. I'm sure he like went home feeling better about himself that night. He was like, "Dang, I'm strong."
He was strong. He dominated the class. I admired. He's put a lot of time into it, and I can admire someone that's put in the work. And I said, "Hey, man, you're really strong. Like, great work."
Did you touch him when you said that?
No, because we were disgustingly sweaty.
Because didn't you do that to Colt McCoy or who did you? You like grabbed their bicep and you're like, wow, you're really strong. Who was that?
Amy, these stories you make up. I don't know.
I'm not making it up.
That didn't
you know
sound
I'm
made
not.
Up.
I don't know. No, Matt Holliday.
It wasn't
Matt
Colt. Holl-
it was Matt Holliday.
I knew it was an athlete. Okay,
yeah,
thank
who
you.
Played for the Cardinals.
Who's
and
like really ripped?
Huge.
Yes.
And I know him a bit. And I was like, dude, look. And I just grab his arm, and it's huge. And everybody else thought it was weird. I didn't think it was weird.
But you like squeezed it while you said it.
Because I wanted to feel how big it was.
Yeah. So was it big?
It's huge.
So did you talk to this girl or not?
No. I thought even why I was bringing the story up.
Oh.
I got in that class about 15 minutes into it. I was like, ooh, this is a big boy class. Mm. Shouldn't be here. What?
You think she's single?
I have no idea. I don't know.
That wasn't only one way to find out.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
I'm
ask
done.
Her.
Game over.
What's that?
Round's
end of the
over.
Round?
Round's over.
Come on.
No. You gotta find out her info and stalk her online. That's how you find out.
Nope. I don't do that. Okay. Over to Amy with the news. I'm done. Match is over. You ready for this?
Yeah. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's some things you might be doing that are zapping your energy. So I'm going to encourage you to not do them. And, you know, maybe you can take a look at your life and be like, okay, am I doing this?
Go ahead.
If I stop it, I'll have more energy. Like, do you take things personally? Which I feel like I do this a lot.
Yeah, that's correct. You do.
And you just got to let stuff roll off your back more. Constant worrying, negativity, overthinking things. Oh, man, I'm an overthinker.
There you go.
Gossiping and creating drama.
There's not a lot of that gossip in this room. Mm. I kind of cut that. If anybody's a gossip in this room, I cut that out of here. Like, yeah. You don't exist in our world. I just won't have it. Yeah. So I don't think that's the thing with us, right?
No, but if it's good, then you talk about it on air, and then that's
where
it ends.
Then it goes away.
Yeah,
or
yeah, that's the creating.
Right.
Yeah. That's the creating drama part. But then also just being too much of a people pleaser, which some people, you know, struggle with that, and you're trying to be nice and please everybody, but it can be really draining on you. Yeah. So you need to maybe cut that out a little bit.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And then Lay's came out with some chip flavors, and I think some of them sound pretty amazing. I don't even really eat Lay's potato chips, but I'm talking deep dish pizza.
Wow, a chip? How do they get all that flavor into a chip?
Yeah, that deep dish.
A deep dish pizza chip?
Huh.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So they based it on different parts of the country, like that one's for Chicago. Then the New England states get a lobster roll. In the South, there's pimento cheese.
The South got the worst one.
Pimento cheese?
I love pimento cheese.
Well, you can't make a chicken fried steak chip?
Come on.
Pimento cheese?
Okay.
Why not just grease?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we cook everything in grease.
That's right, lard.
Yeah, lard. Here's the lard chip. Yeah, what I'm saying.
Representing state fairs everywhere, there's a flavor called fried pickles with ranch.
Oh,
and then
that's good.
Texas has chili con queso, and Louisiana's got a Cajun spice. Boy.
Texas has the screw you chip. We're on. We don't need
it.
It's like the South has this, but Texas.
Yeah, that's right.
Texas, like, we're not even telling you our flavor. Screw you.
Yeah. That's so Texas. I love it.
What else, Amy?
So sometimes we go through like the biggest turn-ons for a person, like when you first meet them, like what you're first attracted to.
Wait, biggest turn-on? I've never went through that early on with somebody. Hey, what's your biggest turn-on? I know this is our first date.
No. We talk about it on the show.
Oh.
We talk about what people look for, and we break it down a little bit,
That's different than biggest turn-ons.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
That's what they're...
Okay,
what the article says. Biggest turn-ons. In at number 5.
Oh, boy.
This is 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
At number 27, leather.
Not 29, whips.
What?
Go ahead. Five.
No. At 5, scent.
Okay, how they smell? Go ahead.
So how someone smells. 4, physical attractiveness.
Obviously.
Duh.
3, intelligence.
Nah.
Bullshit. 2... smile, and number 1, eyes.
I'm going to tell you why the intelligence one's bullcrap. Saying that you are attracted to someone's intelligence is like going, I just want to be a good person. It's like, obviously you want someone who's smart.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously you want someone who's a good person.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody wants a dumb person.
Yeah, no one's like, you know, I'm in the mood for a real dumb today.
Oh, I'm attracted to you.
You are so hot right now.
Well, thank you.
Tell me again. What's 4 plus 3? Say it slow.
Oh, 2?
Oh, it's so hot.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, where's like sense of humor on here?
Again.
Oh, yeah, come on. Put that at 1.
No, but again, everybody wants somebody with a good sense of humor. Yeah. Nobody goes, you know what? I'm really into that dude who's just not funny at all. you know what really gets me going? What gets my engine revving? When somebody just... has nothing funny to say whatsoever.
Yeah,
there are universal things people want. They want someone who they're attracted to physically. Women can be less attracted physically because they are a more
awesome.
in-depth of the sexes.
Yes.
They can take all the things.
Yeah.
Guys, we can't. We have to be attractive first and then go move from there. But everybody wants intelligence. Somebody's pretty smart. Everybody wants somebody's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So.
And money?
No, I don't know.
Oh, you were going to put that
no,
in
No, I wasn't going to okay. put that one. No. All right.
Since you brought up women and being hot, just one other little like bonus story is that if you want a really big engagement ring, like if that's high on your priority list, you're going to have to find a guy that thinks you're really hot. Because if he thinks you're hotter than him, he's going to try to lock you in with a big ring.
Okay. Okay. I'm into it.
That comes from money-ish.
What is it?
Okay. Yeah.
Truth. I like how being turned on by somebody super dumb is
that's so great.
Funny to me. So.
Yeah. Talk to me.
I want to ask you a question, Heidi.
Okay. Go ahead.
What's the state capital of New York?
Austin. No.
Stop. What's
red and blue?
Oh, that's pink.
Oh, baby.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm Amy. That's my
Will
pile.
Will you marry me?
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
What are you doing today?
Hanging at the hospital.
Everybody's in hospitals. Lunchbox in hospitals. Amy. I mean, for different reasons. I mean, Lunchbox had a baby. If you missed his talk, by the way, about the baby's name, go back and listen to the Bobby Bones Show podcast. Just search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. Bobby Bones Show on demand. Amy's at the hospital because her dad had cancer surgery. It's supposed to be 3 days and it ends up being 3 weeks, but he got moved to a better part of the hospital. So things are actually progressing, right?
Yeah, things are good. We transferred all the way over to like a completely different facility, new hospital. It's a rehab place. So he's still high risk or intensive care, but it's a step in the right direction, I think.
Yeah.
But he's doing good, so I'm pumped about it, and hopefully we're on day four of awesomeness. If we get day four, that'd be great.
That will be great. Well, good.
What are you doing?
I actually am going to go take an airplane to Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll be doing the show from there in the morning. We're just going to be all over the place.
Oh,
I'm in Minneapolis. Lunchbox is in the hospital. Amy's in Texas. The studio is in Nashville.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Yeah.
I'll hold down the studio in Nashville.
I'm speaking at a broadcast seminar. I'm like a keynote speaker or something. They have me come.
What are you going to talk about?
Amy, I don't know. They asked me to do these things.
How do you prepare for that?
Well, I don't know what I'm going to talk about yet. I'm pretty versatile.
Yes, you are. That's true.
And I speak every weekend. Do comedy shows every weekend. So I know what I'm talking about when it comes to this. A lot of times I don't know what I'm talking about on this. But how to do this. But I don't know. I don't know why they even asked me to do it. I'm the worst. I'm the worst example. Because we haven't done anything the way anyone else should do it. Like, we don't fit a mold.
Mm.
They're like, hey, so how did you do it? I'm like, well, here's what I did. I got all my friends who've never been in radio before. So yeah, I'm going to go speak at that. I do that tomorrow. So flying out and... Eddie, what are you doing?
Man, you know, every day this week, the boys and I have been picking a different outdoor sport or something to do. So I think they want to play baseball today. So I'm going to take them to play baseball.
Summer almost over? Is that why?
Oh, man. It's like one couple more weeks and we're done with this.
We'll see you tomorrow.
No, when does school start?
Well, the end of the month, but I mean.
Yeah, I mean, that's 10 days or
yeah,
so.
Yeah,
yeah. I'll see you tomorrow. The dance party, Jimmy Allen. We'll find out what Lunchbox's baby stats were and what he ended up naming the baby, hopefully.
Yeah.
That'll be tomorrow. All right, thank you. See you tomorrow. Bye.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
If you want to save money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with AutoPay, much lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. So say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. Apply today and get an additional interest rate discount. The only way for listeners to get this special discount is to go to lightstream.com/country. That's lightstream.com/country. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information.